And in Auckland, many Aucklanders have had a cheap commute to start the week thanks to a bevy of free bus rides. About half of Auckland's bus drivers are telling passengers that they can ride for free due to a breakdown in collective bargaining with NZ Bus and two unions. But is it legal, and who will cop the cost of the thousands of free fares? John Bond reports.
First Union says NZ Bus tried to make a last-ditch effort on Friday afternoon to get the union to cancel the strike, but they didn't bite and it went ahead as planned this morning.
It seems that all drivers are participating in it. We're already getting a lot of good feedback from the public saying that they've been getting free fares. The drivers are pretty excited about getting something happening, so really it's just a case of getting the right people in the room to resolve the issues the drivers have.
On all buses operated by the NZ Bus Company, about half of the city's fleet, the hop card machines were disabled and drivers told passengers there was no fare today. But is it legal for striking drivers to give a service away for nothing? Employment lawyer John Hannon says it is legal in this case. They're within their rights to refuse to perform some duties, but only if it's part of industrial action.
The key to industrial action and to lawful strike action, it's got to be collective and it's got to be for the purposes of industrial bargaining. So if an individual employee decides, for whatever reason, I'm not going to collect the fares today, it's just a straight-out breach of their obligation.
But what are the limits of this? Are unionised members of a chain store able to refuse payment, for example, for jewellery or TVs? Mr Hannon says the difference is more practical than legal, and no employer losing high-value goods would accept business carrying on as usual.
So you'd get a closure of the store, or you'd get a suspension of the employees from their duties, you'd get a closure of the till, you'd get management stepping in, that kind of thing. Now, with a dispersed workplace like the buses, much more difficult for the employer to take practical steps to stop it.
But even though a bus trip's only a few dollars, across the city the loss would be substantial.
The power of industrial action of this nature is precisely that it costs the employer a bunch of money is designed to put it under pressure in that way.
Auckland Transport says the bus company is liable for lost revenue. The two parties will work through a contractual process for the missing fares. NZ Bus did not respond to a request for comment. And if you're feeling guilty about riding for free, Mr Hannon says no one can stop you getting the fare to the company in another way. The free fares are scheduled to run until Saturday morning. I Tāmaki Makaurau, mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi nei, ko Jordan Bond, tēnei.